This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good thinking. Yes, this is the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio down in Washington. Victoria is in New Jersey. Jennifer is here in Los Angeles with me. The weather is a factor for lots of people listening to this program today as a major storm is moving from west to east with really wild winds. Jennifer keeps asking me if I have winds over my house, because you're on the other side of the hill.
Oftentimes, yeah, and
the winds are higher on the other side of the hill.
The last 2 days. In fact, there was even damage yesterday at LAX. One of the jets was damaged because of the winds. And I actually just lost. What people may not realize about the show is that we're all in different locations, as you mentioned. And yeah. I actually, as you were saying that, just lost. I got a power blip.
Oh, handy.
Yeah, just writing to Kara saying, hey, do I sound okay? Apparently I do, because we're chatting, so there we go.
Yes, we are. All right, let's chat about the situation in Iowa and the takeaway from the caucuses, which seems to be up in the air, because I'm not sure. The only thing I take away from it is what a bunch of corrupt a-holes the Democratic, not the people who are Democrats,
but
the people running the party, the Democratic National Committee. What a bunch of corrupt, oh, my God, look at the, I mean, how else do you explain them screwing Bernie not once, but twice? It's so obvious what they're doing.
Yeah, I think it's obvious for many people, but obviously the Democrats are still trying to cover their tracks. So here's what happened. Usually Iowa is the place where all the momentum gets started for the candidates that are running for the presidency. Now, the Iowans caucus in two different ways. If you're a Republican, you go in, you cast a secret ballot, and you're out. And so President Trump won pretty handily. I think he had like 97% of people reporting voted for President Trump, and there were only like 20 other people that voted for Joe Walsh, and 9, I think, that voted for Bill Weld out of the 449 people that showed up to caucus for him. Usually that number is low when it's an incumbent, no matter what the party, because they feel like that's going to be the nominee. The Democrats were where the you know, a lot of speculation, a lot of attention has been given to see who is really the front runner in a field that has been very filled up with a lot of candidates, and no real front runner other than Joe Biden has emerged. You've had a lot of people who have surging and then kind of falling again. So everybody goes to Iowa to caucus. There are 1,600 precincts, and the way the caucusing works, you go stand in the corner, basically, of the candidate that you're supporting. If they have over 15% of the vote, they're considered viable, and you move on. If not, the people who are in a candidate's camp who don't have 15% either have to choose to go home or give their support to another candidate. This happens for a couple of rounds. Then it's run through a mathematical equation. Then they add in the superdelegates, and then they give you a result as to who won Iowa. The problem was that the app that was invented for this purpose did not work. And so all of the precincts, when they reported, it didn't really go anywhere. They had security concerns. This app, for the record, was designed by a company called Shadow, which was run by Hillary Clinton's former campaign manager, Robbie Mook. And if you look on Twitter at all this morning, you're going to see Mayor Cheat trending. And that's because they say that Mayor Pete donated like $21,000 to this company, basically. So
it's a non-profit. Some affiliation of it is a non-profit.
Right. Whether or not that has anything to do with the outcome, I don't know. But what it does have to do with is that no Democrat was able
Mayor
to walk
Pete
away.
Is a skunk in this?
I don't know enough about it. Mm-hmm. I just can tell you the story that is trending right now. I mean, I guess we'll have to see at the end of this where this lies. But certainly, I think the thing that we can all agree on is that the DNC in some part did not want to see Bernie Sanders win. And by all of his internal polling, by all the people on the ground, he had a lot of support in Iowa and probably very likely would have won the Iowa caucus. And he would have had a boost going into New Hampshire, where he's also favored to win next Tuesday. So,
I think this will make,
you know, whether this was a shutdown or a real legitimate mistake, the Democrats blew their very first chance at the 2020 process, and that's unfortunate for them.
So what's going to happen is that the trail will follow him to New Hampshire, the outrage as it becomes more obvious what went on, and you'll see more support for Bernie.
Right, then it's a boomerang.
If anything else, exactly, and that's what they deserve. You know, and I having been in Iowa a number of times, and this is just an observation. That's all this is, and not meant to be anything other than an observation. I had no idea that there were as many mosques all spotted around Iowa as apparently there were. And so, you know, when you talk about the way they get together, there were 1,600 and some odd locations. They go to schools. They go to churches. They go to libraries. They have in people's homes. And for the first time this year, there were mosques that were places that people went to caucus, which I thought was, and it's just not, again, it's an observation. And I think it's interesting to see Iowa and the breadth of how that, how the religion is spreading. It's really,
And to that point, there are so many people who try to make it seem like it's a backwoods place and, oh, Iowa's
what,
just a
Iowa?
Bunch of rednecks. Yeah,
ew.
And that it's racist. But you have so many college campuses.
Yeah.
And the fact that Bernie Sanders very likely won does not make it some, you know, moderate hick town. I mean, Bernie Sanders is the most progressive of the progressives. So.
Yep, that's right. Okay, so with the impeachment tomorrow, I thought it was interesting. Your friend Congressman Schiff said, either you get rid of him or he's going to do it again.
The only interfering in elections I've seen is Democrats in Iowa last night. So maybe we could get a memo out to Adam Schiff about that.
Right, exactly. Okay. Anyway.
No, I think the big story is going to be what kind of tone Trump sets into the State of the Union tonight.
Yeah.
Will he mention impeachment? You know, he does want to. But his advisors, well, I would imagine he would want to, but his advisors have all said, hey, leave it alone. Just go up there and make your case. This is going to be his last State of the Union for him to make his case for reelection using a national platform to talk about his achievements. So his tone, according to reports, is going to be optimistic, which I think it should be. I mean, all in all, whether you like Trump or you don't, we've been pretty safe in this country. There have been, you know, we're not at war. We're not under attack. These are all good things.
Huh?
He hasn't started a war. He's the only president who hasn't started a war.
No, he hasn't started one, but it kept a couple of them going pretty well.
Right, but you can tout the achievement as not starting the war because all of the other presidents in the recent history have started one war or another.
Okay, so the impact of lobbyists on this process, Jennifer and Victoria, apparently Joe Biden, that's no surprise, Mayor Pete, though, we were just talking about this off the air, where all the money, well, no, we were talking about it on the air, too, right? Where all the money is coming from. Amy Klobuchar apparently is getting a lot of dough from lobbyists who have represented the fossil fuel industry, the pharmaceutical companies. That's where Cory Booker got most of his support. I see it happening with our governor in Massachusetts, how he's making decisions based on pharmaceutical lobbying. That's really what it is. So, back to Citizens United and what people forget about what's happened the past 10 or 12 years after that ruling by the Supreme Court and how these people are changing the face of politics. And I've lost a little respect. I kind of like Amy Klobuchar more, and not in a surface way. I just think she's pretty smart and she's done a good job of putting herself into a good place. But it troubles me to see all the money that she's taking from all these.
Yeah, but you know what?
She has no choice.
Well, that's a sad reality. Yeah.
It is. That's
what
our Citizens United.
How are you going to compete with Michael Bloomberg spending $100 million already?
Never.
I mean, for someone like a Cory Booker or someone like it, and that's what we talk about, is that it was amazing not to tout Trump again, because I know you guys are like, oh, you're Trump, but Hillary Clinton spent $100 million total on her campaign. Bloomberg's already spent that, and Trump spent far less and was able to beat her because he had a winning message. It doesn't always mean you're going to win, but certainly if you've got money to spend, and Amy Klobuchar is not the sexiest candidate, she doesn't have the most money to spend, so she's got to, and then she's beholden to these people. I don't actually dislike Amy Klobuchar.
I like her. All right.
I mean, some of them, to me, she doesn't seem quite as scary.
Let's talk about the situation in the Middle East. The United States or the president has said that the peace proposal was his. This is my peace plan. I heard him say that last week.
It's Kushner's,
So now there is a lot of hoopla from the Palestinian Authority. Please find me the name. The president of the, last week I said, I don't know who the president is, who's speaking for these people. The fellow who runs the Palestinian Authority's name is Mohammed Abbas. says the territories have no relation to the two countries as far as security is concerned. So he's called a meeting of the Arab League to discuss the proposal. And it seems out of that, about 50 Muslim nations have said no to this proposal. So I'm wondering, where's your proposal? Where's your plan? Where is it?
Well, I hear all these people say we're not going to... That's just their bottom line, is they don't want
no.
a peace
So there's never
agreement.
A plan from them. They just say whatever this side comes up with, if that's the way you want to look at it, is no good. So, okay, where's your plan to fix it? And they had none.
I guarantee you, if Netanyahu had come out and said, this is crap, and just gave that press conference and said, I'm not going to do this, ha, they would love it. It's just because Netanyahu's on board, they don't want, you know, they don't want to play.
Would you start to say, Victoria, excuse me?
I didn't.
Oh, I thought you did. I thought I heard your voice about to climb on there.
No.
Anyway, so there's just, when does it ever end? Oy. And the audio, have you heard the recording that was translated from the Iran Air, the shooting down of the plane? There's some leaked audio that where you hear the Iranians in the airport had immediate knowledge that it was responsible. They knew they took the plane down. And, I mean, I don't even know why you need this. You see the video of them not shooting at the plane once, but sending two missiles up. After the first one didn't knock it out of the sky, they sent another one to make sure that it was knocked out of the sky. And so, is it me or are the Iranians quiet in the last couple of weeks? Quieter?
Mm-hmm. Very quiet.
You think they are? Pretty quiet.
Well, they're dealing with a lot of internal stuff that they don't want the rest of the world to know about. They've got protests. And they've got protests from their own people. They're shutting down the internet.
Huge.
You know, it's kind of like a Hong Kong thing, but no one's reporting on it because no one's allowed in. No one knows.
Well, it's like China. I mean, in the sense... that it's like a page from the Chinese playbook when it comes
China
to things like the virus.
China hated that Hong Kong had got so much press with all of the protests. I mean, they hated that the rest of the world
Iranians
saw those images.
But the Iranians are copying the Chinese manner here,
yep.
I think, Victoria. Mm-hmm. That's what it appears like anyway. All right, 18 and change after the hour here with lots of food for thought today, as usual, here on the DJV program. It's Valentine's Day, and I'm going to suggest, or actually Mike Lindell, who's the inventor of MyPillow, I got a book that he has written. Do you know this guy was a drug addict before?
Oh, yeah. He was like a heroin addict or something.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. So this book tells his story. He wrote the book and tells the story of, you know, what his life was all about. He was a trained engineer, but he was writing the tubes. And then, you know, he figured out how to do this, so more power to him. And as Valentine's Day is around the corner, one of the things that I see that's high on the list of lots of ladies are these new MyPillow sheets. Well, they're not really new. I think they were introduced about this time last year, the Giza sheets. Remember when we started talking about them, how extra soft they are and how colorful they are and how well-crafted they are? So as we've all worked together to build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is, perhaps, gentlemen, if you're thinking about finding a nice, really nice present for your wife for Valentine's Day, how about the Giza sheets? Is that a good idea, Victoria? Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie, you think that's a good idea? To have women appreciate getting some nice sheets for the bed for Valentine's
Day. Why not?
Day.
Well, I think sheets
romantic?
Are a good gift to give to either, you know.
Yeah,
if you spend time at someone else's house, then, yeah, that's a nice thing to do.
Yeah. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special tab, and get the deep discount that you can get from using the DJV code, buying the Giza sheets. Enter the promo code DJV for a great radio special, DJV at MyPillow.com for these fabulous sheets as a great Valentine's gift. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV. You can use that for all the things at MyPillow.com, frankly. You get up to 66% off. I think it's 50% off in terms of the sheets for Valentine's Day. Get the lady of your life from MyPillow.com, those Giza sheets. It's 21 after the hour.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
News for me because I don't know this group. It's a pop rock band called 5 Seconds of Summer. Apparently they're going on the road this summer with their No Shame 2020 tour. It's a 21-city gig all around North America. Starts Wednesday the 19th of August at the Fillmore in Denver, Colorado, and then goes all around the country, ends in Concord, California, at the Concord Pavilion there on September the 26th. So that's the 19 to 26, that's 5 weeks. 21 cities, that's pretty aggressive tour. Along the way, the band is making stops in Toronto, Chicago, down in Atlanta, Nashville. Tickets go on sale to the general public beginning this Friday at 10 a.m. local time at LiveNation.com. So who are fans of this band? You two ladies? Like 5 Seconds of Summer?
Yep, yeah, they're a really popular band right now.
Are they?
And so,
okay.
And they have been for, you know,
yeah, I feel
a
like
while.
They opened up for, so they're more of a like actual band because they all play instruments, but they opened up for, I think, One Direction a couple years ago. And so I would say, like, generally that age, like maybe mid to older 20s.
Mm-hmm.
But right, they're very heavily played for a rock band. They're heavily played on pop stations.
Yeah,
everywhere.
They get play across multiple different kinds of channels, which is why they're so popular. Yeah,
we'll take your word for that. So, let's see. The tickets I told you are at LiveNation.com. Right, starting Friday at 10 a.m. Everybody who purchases a ticket will get a physical copy of their forthcoming album, which has two singles that have become pretty important for them, Easier and Teeth. Is it Teeth? Is that what we're listening to? So these people, or whoever's managing them, are good marketers. 5 Seconds of Summer offering VIP packages for all of their shows, which would include premium tickets, so you get a better seat, access to a private sound check, that is before the band goes on in the regular performance at a time when you're going to have a Q&A session with the band. That's pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The band appeared this past summer on the Late Late Show with James Corden, performing this song, Teeth, and playing Tattoo Roulette with Corden.
I don't know if you've ever seen the Tattoo Roulette segment,
No,
someone
funny,
from the band, Harry Styles, has done it too, and they literally spin a wheel, and they have to, in that moment on the show, get a tattoo of whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so they have to agree to take a chance, and they do.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Good. That's a good show. All right, 26 after the hour now, a focus on Carlos Santana, who's added some new dates to the Las Vegas residency. I dubbed it an intimate evening with Santana, Greatest Hits Live, concerts which the band has staged over 8 years, taking place in the House of Blues, Las Vegas, at the Mandalay Bay. Santana previously announced a number of dates for May. Tickets are already on sale for that right now. And he's adding concerts that will take place in September and November. Tickets go on sale this Friday as well at 10 o'clock local time, with Live Nation selling them. City Card presenting House of Blues Live Nation Foundation Room pre-sales will start on tomorrow. So they'll start tomorrow, Wednesday. Portion of the proceeds from the tickets will benefit Carlos Santana's Milagro Foundation, which provides support in the areas of arts, education, and health to underrepresented and vulnerable children, not only here in our country, but around the world. Another portion goes to the House of Blues Music Forward Foundation, helping youth incorporate music into their lives. Last year, Santana put out Africa Speaks, a record of Carlos Santana's interpretation of recordings from Africa. He said, quote, "The state of the world is so infected with fear and separation and disharmony. I know for a fact that the frequency of this music from Africa gives people hope, courage, and joy." Isn't that interesting? He also goes on to say, "The ingredients and the nutrients from everything that comes from Africa and African music makes people dance and rejoice just like a revival." So that's the Santana story at the moment on the DJV program, where it's 28 after the hour.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Calidrin has become the healthiest product in America for losing weight. Also great for your energy, your joints. It's a fabulous product. Been around for 20-some-odd years. It's an all-natural drug and stimulant-free way to lose weight. Calitrin's essential active ingredient is collagen protein, which has proven to promote healthy lean muscle and weight loss together. Unlike other products that you take a number of times a day, you take once a day at nighttime Calitrin. It won't give you jitters, keep you awake, or cause an upset stomach like some of the other unhealthy products around to lose weight. Go to TopLoss.com for your 90-day supply today. Get another 90 days free. Two, for the price of one plus free shipping, use the promo code DJV at TopLoss.com. Get the great deal and lose the weight. Be successful. TopLoss.com for Calitrin.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Iowa's Democratic caucuses were late yesterday into the evening, but no results are available yet. Chaos and disarray paralyzing the first contest of the 2020 primary campaign after the state party announced it had found inconsistencies in reporting the results, which it now says will likely be available later today. Several of the candidates late last night were sounding like they thought they won, among them Pete Buttigieg.
So we don't know all the results. But we know by the time it's all said and done, Iowa, you have shocked the nation.
In a statement, the Trump campaign calls it the sloppiest train wreck in history. The president will deliver his State of the Union address tonight from Capitol Hill, and this is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the Tuesday DJV program. Victoria Keevan is here, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen, and Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I have a lot of people who have a lot of questions about the coronavirus, and there are a lot of people who are talking about Rush Limbaugh, so I want to get the lowdown on lung cancer and how that may affect him and others who have it. As a matter of fact, today, Ken, is World Cancer Day. It seems sooner or later that cancer has an impact on most all of us. World Cancer Day was started on February 4th in 2008. Union for International Cancer Control started this. The activities are aimed, obviously, at significantly, they say, reducing illness and death caused by cancer. And I wonder if we are making progress. Let's talk about Limbaugh and his announcement on his program yesterday that he had advanced lung cancer and was beginning treatment this week for something that he discovered a couple of weeks ago. I wonder what brought it on. What were the signs? Because he says he doesn't have any external signs. So what was he feeling, or what does one feel if you're starting this predicament?
Well, Rush did start smoking cigarettes when he was 16 years old, and he quit around the age of 30, and he has continued to talk about smoking cigars. The problem with lung cancer regarding symptoms is there are no early symptoms in most people who get lung cancer, and usually by the time you start getting symptoms, and his only symptom has been shortness of breath that he reported, it's usually way too late, as it is with Rush. Rush has what doctors will call advanced lung cancer. And when you hear these three words, it would probably send chills in most of us.
Sure would.
Because it usually...
I wouldn't want to hear somebody say that to me. I would want to hear that. Oof. Yeah.
It usually means stage 3B or stage 4 lung cancer, which means that the cancer has moved either to the other lung or outside of the lungs. Not a good sign.
So what are the treatments? What's he likely... He said he might be gone 3 or 4 days at a time, starting today. So what are the treatments like for this? He's in Palm Beach, and I'm trying to think of what there is for good medical. I know Palm Beach very well. There's a couple of hospitals, St. Mary's and Palm Beach General, but I don't know if there's any real great hospitals. He ought to probably go somewhere else. Is he likely to go get on his plane and go someplace else for treatment for a day or two?
I would imagine he'll go to one of the bigger centers because there's two broad categories, local therapy and systemic therapy. Local therapy is treating the cancer locally and includes radiation therapy and surgery, but in advanced lung cancer, it's already away from the local area, so you need systemic therapy. Here we're talking about chemotherapy and the exciting new areas of treating cancer, which is targeted therapies when you do genetic testing and you have specific drugs for specific cancer, genetic types of cancers, and then the all-exciting immunotherapy when you rev up your own immune system to selectively fight the cancer.
Once again, the immune system is so important for health, the gut, immune system, all that stuff, so helpful. There aren't early signs, as you've suggested. What's the prognosis for him or others who have stage 4 lung cancer?
Doug, just a few years ago, we physicians, we were quoting 5% five-year survival for advanced lung cancer, so that means only 1 in 20 makes it to 5 years. But treatments for advanced lung cancer, they are improving. There's some optimism here, and survival rates for advanced lung cancer are improving. Listen to this statistic. There are more new treatments approved for advanced lung cancer in the period between 2011 and 2015 than during the 4 decades prior to 2011. So there's a lot of hope.
Well, one of the things also that he mentioned to the audience yesterday is he asked for them to, quote-unquote, pray for him. I'm a great believer, and you've heard me say this before, we don't get down to facts and figures. I believe that the spirit-mind-body connection is very acute, and the thoughts are things. Excuse me. So if you've got, he has millions of listeners, if all of them that are big fans start thinking or wishing health or praying for whatever it is, I believe that has, I think, the mental health, your mental health, your attitude toward this, and he'll have a strong attitude toward it. He may very well be able to lick it.
There are long-term survivors of advanced lung cancer, and that number is growing.
Yeah. I remember when you and I talked to try to define what was going on with his loss of hearing and that cochlear ear implant and how that all worked. That was a kind of intricate thing as well, wasn't it, to adjust and get in there and have it work?
Yes, he's been very outward and frank about his health issues, and then he went through the opioid addiction crisis in early 2000s.
That's the kind of stuff doesn't do you any good when it comes to lung cancer either. That there's nothing about that that's going to be helpful in the prognosis. All right, so from there we go to the coronavirus and the diagnostic tests for it. Symptoms are mild sometimes. This was supposedly now, according to what's coming out of China, not because the Chinese are releasing it, but because there are a lot of people who are putting together all of the facts. There's been a lot of fabricated stuff from the government. Apparently, this started by eating the meat of bats and rats who had this sort of thing.
Well, let me back it up a little bit. The update is 427 confirmed cases of death so far, more than 20,000 cases of the disease itself only in mainland China itself. I think that they're just not being as frank with us as they should be about this.
You think?
And what really changed from a week ago was when we learned, and this is a new virus, we're going to keep learning about this, but initially we thought we could detect this by people who had symptoms, cough, shortness of breath, or fever. But then a week ago, we learned that during the two-week incubation period, the 1 day to 2 weeks when people are not yet symptomatic, but they're infected, they're able to spread the disease around. So, in fact, before people get symptoms and they have the virus, they are infectious and they can spread it around. And that's when the World Health Organization last Thursday declared a worldwide international health emergency.
All right, so where does this go? Is it likely to be a global epidemic? Does it have the signs of that, or is it just another kind of flu that will not kill a lot of people? But, I mean, when you consider, you say every year 70,000 people die of the flu in our country alone. Well, so about, why are we getting all worked up about 400?
About 10,000 to 70,000 people in America die each year from the flu. The difference here is that it looks like the death rate's somewhere between 2 to 2.5% for this new coronavirus. And that's what's so concerning. And it looks like it is quite contagious. And I think this is going to be contained. And it already has started by shutting off China from the rest of the world. No one gets in, no one gets out. And then they just get rid of that virus. That's what's going to contain this.
Yep. So a final question has to do with flu shots. So people who haven't had flu shots, would that have any impact on this particular virus?
It won't have impact on this virus, but for Americans right now, as we're talking, they have a much greater risk of getting the flu and having problems from the flu. So get a flu shot. It's not too late. Flu this year has not yet peaked. I've had mine, and you can't get the flu from it.
Even though you've told me. I'm going to go see the doctor that you've talked to here today in Los Angeles and see what she says about that and the pneumonia shots. So one of the reasons that I love having Ken and Jack on, it makes it more apparent to the listener that we have a full-service program. And one of the things people like about it is all the information that we get from experts to share, and Ken is certainly one of those. All right, Ken, thanks. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Question time from the Duggar. Your credit card bill stressing you out? This is somewhere. You get sick if you're all stressed out. You don't want to be stressed out. You don't want to get sick. So here's the solution to your stress problem. Call the credit card debt hotline, 800-560-6760. The credit card debt hotline. Call them today. Learn how you can reduce your payments to a fraction of what you owe. Pretty amazing, huh? 800-560-6760. This call, the people you talk to, won't cost you a nickel. You get a lot of free advice, free input. Go through your certain situation with the folks at Credit Card Debt Hotline, and they'll have a solution for your problem. 800-560-6760.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yep, 44 at the hour on the DJV program. Almost 3 million students take advanced placement exams every single year, and this is the time of year when it starts. 38 different courses, students sign up for AP classes for this school year now, I mean the 2021 school year, this is the time they're being scrutinized. So the question comes on whether or not you as parents ought to encourage your child to take AP advanced placement courses. What are the main reasons for this? Well, we have an expert that can help us with this. Terry Redican is here from the College Board, Vice President at the College Board, in charge of advanced placement exams, AP exams. So let's get to the bottom line here. I wonder about your children, or maybe even you. Terry, did you get involved in these AP courses when you were a student, or do you have people in your family who are involved now?
Very much. I go back to the 80s when I took my first AP courses, and they opened up a number of doors for me, and I have five children now, and they have the opportunity to take AP courses in high school, and they've found them to be helpful as they look to their future and get ready for college.
All right, so benefits. Now, we always want to talk about the plus side of students, high school students taking college-level AP courses. I wonder if it doesn't trickle back down. I remember I taught middle school way back in the dark ages, and I remember we had AP courses for kids in the 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th grades. Is that something that still goes on?
Oh, goodness. Well, AP courses are college-level courses that you take in high school. Middle school is a bit too early from a when you should take AP courses. Mm-hmm. So we recommend really 10th through 12th grade, and some of the courses are taken in 9th grade as well. But really high school is what we found is the right spot for AP courses.
I only ask because I was teaching 8th grade AP English courses to very bright students, and they sucked it up. And that's what I wonder about the students. If you get really good students and they're tracked well, and they're thirsting for knowledge, this stuff seems to me to be very beneficial, any of these courses. Let's describe what an AP course is. Why don't we do that?
Yes, yes, very, very much. You know, AP courses are college-level courses that students take generally in high school. And the benefits are real and tangible. Students can earn credit that saves them time and money in college. College admissions officers, they tell us they're looking for students who challenge themselves by taking courses like AP, and that's because students who take AP, as you know, Doug, and as you can appreciate from your own experience, you know, they practice and develop skills like critical thinking, reasoning, communication, and other skills that will help them be ready for college.
Yeah. Well, and then you can start that almost at any age, as long as you're feeding them information that's appropriate for their age and their mind at the time, so they don't get frustrated. And now the decision-making process, the students do this in concert with guidance counselors, with parents? How do they decide if to take a course and if they are going to take them, which ones to take?
Very much. I mean, it could be a stressful process to try and figure out what your course schedule is for next year, whether to take AP, which ones to take. There's two sort of avenues. One is we have an online tool that helps students. It's called AP Potential. And AP Potential is accessed through your SAT or your PSAT score report, and it shows, based on a student's scores, which of the 38 AP courses might be a good fit for them. For example, if a student has scored well in math, then it might show a high potential for AP Statistics or AP Physics or courses like that. You can also use this tool, as you suggest, with the people that care about you and can help you, counselor, teachers, your parents, and have a conversation with them. You know, AP Potential maps not only to the student's strengths, but also to potential college majors that a student might have an interest in.
All right, so let's say we send people to exploreap.org. That's exploreap, all one word, .org. What kind of help? Are they going to get online help? Are they going to get a live human being to help them? What are they going to get?
We've got some really exciting new resources through that website. You can go to AP Classroom, and there's all kinds of resources for teachers and students to get practice that can help them be prepared to succeed over the course of their school year.
All right. This sounds like a good deal, good advice. ExploreAP.org. Terry Redican is the AP Vice President at the College Board here on the DJB Show at 10 before the hour.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tucker's favorites. It's Movie Moments on the DJV program at 53 after the hour this Tuesday. This is music from Day of the Dead. Lovely. Very inspiring, I'm sure, Tucker, for you. So why are we playing the music? Somebody's died that was in Day of
the
Dead.
No. George A. Romero, the creator, director of the greatest zombie trilogy of all time, was born this day. February 4th, 1940, passed away 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
How do you say that with a straight
17.
Face?
I can, absolutely. Listen,
with a straight face.
In 1968, when Night of the Living Dead, just before my time, but Night of the Living Dead comes out, shocking people. It plays at some small film festivals. They release a little bit wider. Goes on to make a lot of money, and a lot of critics wind up liking that film. Then in 78, he does Dawn of the Dead, which I always regard as the Gone with the Wind of all horror films, shoots it in Monroeville Mall in Pennsylvania for like $1 million. The movie is an epic, very popular at what they call midnight shows.
Yeah.
And then in 85, he does a movie called Day of the Dead, completing the greatest zombie trilogy of all time. And then, you know, on AMC, we have this show, The Walking Dead, which is my all-time favorite TV show. And without George Romero, probably wouldn't have The Zombie and The Walking Dead. So thank you, George A. Romero. I just want to say that live on the air. I know you won't. But anyway, you know, he actually said later in life, he got the idea for the zombie from Richard Matheson's novel, I Am Legend, which was made into a movie three times. Will Smith did the last version, but Charlton Heston did a version in 71 called The Omega Man, one of my all-time favorite B-movies. And before that, Vincent Price did a version called The Last Man on Earth in 66, which I also, very low-budget Italian film, which I also like a lot. Glad I came on the air.
I don't know those films. What's the What's the theme of those movies? I don't know any of those movies that you just mentioned.
They're just end of the world. They're just basically end of the world movies where, you know, the living dead get up and take over the world. It's very feel good stuff, Doug. No?
All right. You are going to find out something about that movie about the soldier. The final moment, I think it's called. Whether it was going to be offered in a wider, because I saw it here 2 weeks ago in Los Angeles.
I didn't look it up. We're trying to book it at the theater I'm involved with in East Strasburg. That's what you call an art. That is definitely what you call an art. It's going to play primarily, most likely, in the art house.
Anybody who lived like I did through the Vietnam War era, this is going to resonate big time. So this is one of those movies, Chuck, that you talk about. I am offended. I think probably that's not even a strong enough word. I think it's a disgrace that movies like this don't have more play on the bigger screens, although I saw it on a big screen here at the Arclight in Santa Monica. But because the story is so powerful, it is so good. If any of you pay any attention to me whatsoever when it comes to recommendations for movies, this is one you really need to see. Not only is it a fabulous story about a true incident, but it also has fabulous cast. I mean, this is a big, big cast.
And the cast, like we said, the character-driven movie is really having a much harder place finding a mass audience than it used to, and that's
don't
the innovation
over,
of streaming.
But by definition, Chucker, let's go into that theater, which, by the way, when I was there last summer, I was so impressed with how you've made it over, how dedicated you are to it. I know it's your passion. But you go in there, and in a movie like this, or any movie, you have do you have movies, and you're really appealing to the older audience and the younger audience? You got two different types. Is there ever a mix of the two for a movie?
Yes, we do. We did Star Wars on the big screen, and then we have three screens, but we book like four movies on three screens. So we are diverse. But having said that, give you an example. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we did about 80 people total for Friday, about 130 for Saturday, and I think 90 for Sunday. It really is a much tougher model. And without fundraising, independent movie theaters would not exist. Ticket sales alone are not
can't keep it going.
Enough.
Yeah.
No.
See, we have some privately owned. Yep. There are some, the LaMille.
And it's a nonprofit.
Here are family owned a group of about a dozen in Los Angeles County, and they do okay, but the theaters are clean like yours, newer. And smaller, maybe 140, 150 people in some of them, maybe not even that many in some of them. And they really do attract an audience, at least here. Maybe it's a big city thing. Maybe that's what it is more than anything else. All right, Chuck Curry is our movie man every day at this time on Movie Moments on the DJV Show, 59 past the hour.
I can't believe he found them.
He seems sorry.
We very clearly told him not to look up there.
I'm honestly impressed that he was able to do it.
Right? What did he balance on that big chair?
I mean, I guess he'll just know what his gifts are this year.
I really thought we had hidden them well.
If they can find their presents, they can find a gun.
911, what is your emergency?
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.